Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland's Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It is April 1st, April Fool's Day. It is 6:06. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I will not talk about the forecast today, but I will look ahead a little bit as the we're now getting close enough that I start to pay attention to the forecast for opening day. We're a week away. There's still time.
It could still switch.
Yeah. Even local meteorologists will tell you, hey, you know, the accuracy, like I know Fox 8, and they do a great job, clearly, does the 8-day forecast, and everybody has their extended forecast and everything else. But you get past, I don't know, 2-3 days. Not that it's guessing, but maybe there's a chance it's a little less accurate than, let's say, noon today. That would make sense.
Yes, you're getting closer to accuracy. Like, you can start outfit planning, loosely outfit planning.
So it's just in the realm of kind of getting there of the accuracy. So it looks like it's going to be, I don't know if there's precipitation or not. I haven't really looked at it, but it looks like there's a high somewhere in that 40-degree range.
As long as there's no rain or snow, that's not so bad.
It's not horrible.
Bundle up.
But you get some 68s today. I would like that. That's the thing. If it was a Would You Rather Wednesday, and it's clearly not, would you rather it be 62 and rain? Clearly not, probably for the home opener, just generally speaking, because if it's raining, they're not going to play. 62 and rain, because this is the spring forecast for Northeast Ohio, or 30 and beautiful sunny day.
I did take the 30.
Every time.
I'll take the
sun. Even if it's warmer.
Yes, 100%.
I can't push back much on that. So, I mean, we'll see. It's a week away, but it looks like 40 degrees for opening day. But we'll see. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. For anybody, I don't know, that's new to the early morning crew. What is dead guy in an envelope?
Well, first of all, we're sorry. Second of all,
we're sorry. This is great.
He's dead.
Every other show's doing replays. They're not awake. They're playing yesterday's show this early. Not us. Not us. We have an envelope in the studio.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We take one guest per day. One guest per day. And we've been doing it since January. Before that, we had a game that went from January to November.
We're into a new month.
How about that?
So it's run from at least January to April, but maybe today's the day. By the way, no prize either. We get your guests next on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Better.
You know, Monday, you got to get through that. Now we're on to Tuesday.
So what's your guest today for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Let's see. He was one of my guesses last time, so I'm going to say Houdini.
Good guess.
Yeah! That's it!
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, my gosh! April Fools.
Oh my gosh. Like, what are you doing?
Come on.
That was mean.
Oh, it wasn't mean. What are
that
you talking about?
Mean.
It's not like she had a prize I was going to give to her.
Oh, you are the worst.
She knows we love her. She calls every single day.
I knew she could take the prank.
I do. I even wrote your letter way back when.
Yes.
Aw, that's so nice.
So the truth is, it's not Houdini.
I'm sorry,
but we'll take it as an official guest. Thank
Gosh,
you for
you just
putting
made
up
this
with
game
me.
Worse.
You got me.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. I just want to say you got me good.
And you thought it was right, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Jen was like, you're so mean. I said, it's April Fool's Day. There's no price. She calls all the time. I was just having a little fun.
I was so confused. I'm like, it's not Houdini. What is he doing? I didn't know what was happening.
My wife thought something was up. We carpooled to work together. And she said, Jen was not happy at all. There's no way that was right.
You can literally hear Jen's no under my, yeah! Oh, it was the best. I had to have a little fun on April Fool's Day. It's a good way to start the show.
Way to wake me up.
That was mean.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I mean, you got me, too. I was like, it's not Houdini. What's happening? I don't understand what's happening.
My friend Debbie texted this morning, thought she had it. That was good. Yeah. And then I reply, LOL. Jen had no idea I was going to do that either.
No.
That's why you can hear your no under my, yes, that's it.
I know. Like, what's happening?
Angie Christian, thank you for the DM. I had a feeling you were going to play an April Fool's joke on the dead guy in an envelope. So, yeah.
That was well done. Good job.
That was good. The MCs know it. See, now,
yes.
That was
and
it.
she was really good about
she
it. And she's a longtime listener. Yeah. And she was, yeah, that was awesome.
We love her. She calls every single day. She is definitely a part of the EMCs. I knew she could take the joke, and she's been trying to win as we all have, you know, play along. If you're up this early, you know it's dead guy in an envelope, and that's kind of like either how you wake up or if you're heading home or whatever it might be. It's just a silly game that we play at 6:05. And she has, even if it's not an official guest, she calls basically every day for a guest for dead guy in the envelope, which was great. So I appreciate you taking the joke. So it was not Houdini for anybody, even though I originally said that it was. Just playing a little bit of a prank.
A little bit of a prank. Good job.
Thanks for taking the joke. I appreciate that.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams took partial blame for Boeing Starliner test flight that went wrong. And they said they'd fly it again.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
I did not see that. They did not say they would
do
that.
They did.
That is an April Fool's Day joke. Sorry about that on Star 102. Why would you go up there again?
I don't know. They're saying the Boeing Starliner is not bad. Like, it was, they're partially to blame. Or this is the Butch Wilmore said. Partially to blame for it. And they couldn't believe how people were so fascinated with them. They were just doing their jobs.
Anybody ever been stuck on something and then going on it again? What? Maybe an elevator or I don't know. Let's say that I went on. I have a buddy that years ago when Magnum first opened up, they got stuck on the hill years ago, like made the news. Yeah. He was in the cart, whatever. He has never ridden the Magnum again. I'm not saying it's not safe. I'm not saying anything else. I love Cedar Point. But I tend to maybe not go back on that thing. There was a certain elevator that was at a certain place, I don't know, years ago, and that thing was acting up. Did I go back in and say, yeah, I'm going to give that elevator another shot? No, I took the steps. There's no way I'm going back up there.
Well, shoot,
eating astronaut food for 8 months.
Remember you you rescued me from this elevator, and I still go on it every day. Remember the day I got stuck in the elevator?
You did get stuck in there.
I did. Yeah, I still go on it. I would not go back to space. Like, how can you get stuck in space for 9 months? Can you imagine going back up there? That would be so scary.
It must be pure love for the mission, for their job, whatever, because that I would not do that.
Is it pure love for the mission, or is it Boeing and NASA saying, oh, you better say that you would do this again because we don't want a bad rap on our Starliner?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We have Stevie on the socials next.
So we have an update from Mark Cuevas, a contestant from season one of Love is Blind. He got married in 2022. He actually proposed in downtown Cleveland, but he updated the world about his marriage, but it seems like he left something out.
Oh.
Oh, boy. That show brings the drama, and I love that it was from the first season. It's still bringing the drama.
Still coming back.
Absolutely. So you watched the first season. Very intriguing. If not, We'll let you know about it.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Love is Blind star Mark Cuevas dropped a bomb on Instagram that his marriage to Aubrey Rainey is over, but it seems he forgot to tell her. So let's rewind. We'll get to it.
Oh my
I don't know how he left that part out, but yeah. We're going to rewind to the first ever season of Love is Blind. It was back in 2020 when Mark Cuevas got engaged to the season's villain, if you will. She wasn't Love. Her name was Jessica. They did end their engagement. They didn't get married. A lot of it was due to their age gap. He was a lot younger than her. Post-pods, though, he did meet a girl named Aubrey Rainey. I think they have like two kids together. She's from Ohio, so Mark was seen going out in downtown Cleveland. I know my cousin met him at a bar in downtown.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he was just bopping around. He proposed in Cleveland outside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The two got married in 2022, but Mark posted an update on their marriage to his Instagram. It was a black box with a lot of text that started with, "After a lot of thought and conversations, Aubrey and I decided to part ways a few weeks ago." The post is even signed Mark and Aubrey, so you would think the breakup in this post would be mutual, but his wife left a comment saying, "This is news to me, LOL." So then fans started bombing Mark with comments, but so far, no clarification.
Oops.
Wow.
So it seems they were probably in talks of breaking up, and then they never talked about sharing it or fully ending it, and he just said, you know what?
But, like, aren't
I'm going to hard launch this breakup.
Aren't they, like, in the same house? Like, how does that go? Like,
where
does
not it, anymore, I was going to say.
Like, well, how does that go? He posts that, and then she's like, oh, wait, I didn't
like,
know
I
that.
I guess that was a final.
Wow.
Is that breadcrumbing, would you consider?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That is. That
very
is,
next level breadcrumbing.
That's it's something. Like
who broke up with you and you wife. Never knew it? 216-343. Did they change their Facebook status? I bet that's
maybe they just ghosted you, and then you just had to figure out, hey, I guess we're not together anymore.
And you had no idea.
Feels like marriage is on a different level of ghosting.
Ever been
like
married and he just disappeared?
I feel
or
like
she.
That's not a thing.
It's that they just disappeared?
When you're
married? Just ghosted?
Yeah. I mean, like dating maybe, but can you imagine? Not it. And they have two kids?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have kids because in that the post he said their focus is on their sons.
Wow.
That's what it always says. That's what it always says.
Yeah. Please respect our privacy.
But she was just not, she was not in the loop.
Yeah.
She did not know a decision was made.
Right. They were not ready to launch that together. No. He just went rogue.
Sure did. And signed it with her name. The audacity.
Wow.
Stevie on the Socials. On Star 102. Good morning.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the stories we've seen floating around this week is about the Sundance Film Festival. And if you care about movies, you probably care about this. They're moving it. It's been held for years in Park City, Utah, but now they're relocating it to Boulder, Colorado.
I've been to Colorado.
I don't remember you going to Colorado.
So I was flying out of Cleveland. There is a connecting flight in Colorado. I was headed to Montana. This is years ago.
Yeah.
The connecting flight was in Colorado, so I've been to Colorado.
So what, you had to like spend the night or something? You had a delay?
No, there was no delay. In the airport, connecting flight, went to Missoula, Montana. So I have been to Colorado. Have I been?
You've been only in the airport in Colorado.
I've been to Colorado. So if somebody asks me, hey, have you ever been to Colorado before? I'd say, yes.
Doesn't that
I
feel
have.
Like, though, you really haven't because it was just the airport?
No, I 100%. Have I mean, you've been to certain cities. Could I speak to the event? No, but have I been to Colorado? If there's a map and you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm going to have a map and I'm going to have this with the kiddos and we're going to map out every place we've been to or states that we have hit. Colorado's on the map.
You would put, like, if you were tracking, like, all the places you've been, you'd put Colorado as one of them.
I have been to Colorado. If it's not up there, it would be a lie. So absolutely I would put Colorado.
Technically, you've been there, but you haven't experienced it. Like, Park City. We're talking about Park City. Mm-hmm. Sundance. I've been there. It's adorable. Cute little town. I could tell you about the restaurants I went to there. I could tell you about the shopping. I could tell you about the mountains. I could tell you about the Sundance, like, resort area there.
I'm just not a bragger.
Experience. Like, it wasn't like I was just in the airport.
It's Utah. I was in Colorado. Much different experience.
I don't like
different terrain.
I've been to the Atlanta airport, but I've never been to Atlanta. But I've been to the Atlanta airport.
Let's get the map out. You have been to Atlanta. If you have a connecting flight, that's a perfect example. I flew from, it was either Cleveland to Cincinnati. It was a lot of connecting flights to Cincinnati, to Colorado, to Missouri. Have I been to Colorado? Yes, I have.
Yeah, technically, but it's like I wouldn't count it as you visited there, especially if you had one of those maps with like the little pins. You would put a pin in Colorado.
Boom, right in Colorado.
I don't
Absolutely.
Know. I feel like that doesn't count.
Does it count? What would you say? Have you had a connecting flight? Have you been there? Oh, and we could go down a different route as well, but I would love to know. DM us, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland. Connecting flight in Colorado. I have been there. I have not been to Colorado. What are your thoughts? We're having a debate. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Please weigh in. We're looking at our DMs. We're looking, obviously, phone calls. You can leave an audio message through your free Odyssey app if you're part of the stream team. You download that app. It costs you nothing. Easiest way to listen. I had a connecting flight in Colorado on my way to Missoula, Montana. I did not leave the airport. Have I been to Colorado?
I say you have not.
I have!
There's mixed opinion on messages. We have a few messages. Carmen says it doesn't count. Sorry, Tim.
Okay.
Emily says, it doesn't count, Tim. You didn't visit. You stopped there for a layover.
Didn't visit. You're right. But been to Colorado.
Amber
right?
says, no. I agree with Tim. As long as your foot hits that state and you're in that state, you have been to that state.
That is a sturdy state. That foot hit that ground. All right, Alicia. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Where do you
I love you, and you're wrong.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Right? You'd be fallen.
So what do you mean? So what do I say? I just passed through?
You've been through there.
Okay.
You've been through there. Here's why, dude. Like, we went to Australia, and we went through L.A., and we went through Fiji. Like, do I wish I was in Fiji? Yeah, I do. I wanted to, like, have some mechanical failure or something, so we had to stay
yeah.
for 2 days or whatever else. But
sure.
It's like, we have not been to Fiji, even though I want to say I have. We've been through it, my love.
See, I agree with you. You have not been to Fiji. I mean, that's cool. You were in the airport. Was it teensy? You know, you could talk about that, but that's it.
I feel like it's through it or to it. I feel like that's what we're getting to.
Oh, that works. Through it or to it.
All right, where do you fall on this?
You have been to Colorado.
I have been to Colorado. I never said I visited.
You're there. You step foot in the state, you're in the state.
Step foot in the state, and I did.
But isn't it like if you're in a conversation with a group of people and they're like, oh, have you ever been to Colorado?
I have. It's beautiful.
Don't you feel like you have to qualify it, though? Like, well, oh, you know, I have, but only in the airport.
I've been there, but I haven't seen it all.
There we go. And okay. Maybe I wouldn't say visited Colorado. There's some loose terms I wouldn't use. But if I've been there, oh, it was glorious. The ground was hard and the mountains were high.
It's ridiculous.
Star 102, good morning, Shelly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
So, have I been to Colorado? I was only at the airport for a connecting flight.
I'm with you. You have been to Colorado.
I'm taking so much heat this morning. I never said I visited. I can't speak to it. I was only in the airport, but I have been to the state of Colorado. How have I not been there?
No, you've been there. It's a totally different question if you're asked where have you vacationed, but you have been to Colorado. And I'll tell you something else. My husband and I, we were traveling, and we were supposed to have a quick layover in Chicago. We ended up getting delayed and spent over 8 hours in the airport. And my husband decided that qualified for a magnet for our vacation collection.
I feel like that is like extra special, and that counts. But I don't know why. I just feel like Tim has not been to Colorado.
We never left the airport, but we spent enough time there that we decided it was worthy of a magnet.
Of course.
Thank you for the DM on Instagram, Jenna Tim Show. Becky, it totally counts as being to Colorado. That's what we're talking about
really? On
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I had a connecting flight, landed in Colorado on my way to Missoula, Montana. This is years ago. And I said, yeah, I've been to Colorado.
Because you never left the airport. It's really mixed opinions. And, like, I feel like everybody has a different definition or rule on this. Like, for example, Elena says, Tim, you've been to Colorado, as in you have been in the state, but you haven't seen it.
Absolutely. That's absolutely fair.
Carrie says you've been through it with an asterisk. David says 100% correct. It counts. Emily says it doesn't count, Tim. You didn't visit. You stopped there for a layover.
Fair. That's 100% right. Been to it, but I did not visit it.
And then Shantae says, good morning, Jen and Tim. I'm a former trucker coast to coast, and if I enter that state, I have been to that state.
Yeah, Stevie was bringing that up, and I thought that was a great point. So you drove through Kentucky on your way to Nashville, this, that. I mean, whatever it is. Have you been to Kentucky?
I feel like you have.
Because
I feel like Stevie's right on that. Yeah, like, because you're there and you're on the ground.
You didn't stop anywhere.
And but you're seeing more of it. You're, like, seeing it and experiencing it. You're seeing the stuff on the side of the road. You're seeing, like, you're seeing it better than you're seeing it from the Colorado airport.
Dan, have I been to Colorado?
You have not been to Colorado.
What do you mean? I've been there.
It counts just as much as water running over your feet washes them.
My feet are supple.
Quit telling me
my feet come up in every conversation. It's not like it's a waterfall cascading effect down the body onto the feet. They are washed with the soapy water. My feet, they're pure.
As you can tell, people are still, Jen and Tim Show listeners, still traumatized by you not washing your feet.
Why did I ever say that?
It's never going away.
I like that. Like, off the air, you're like, wait, is that true? I said, yes, I don't wash my feet. I wash that loofah all the way down to the ankles and then I'm done.
I can't do this again.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's
Dan's fault. Dan brought it up. That was a great call.
No, I love you, Dan. Please bring it up. It's hilarious. That was hilarious. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.